Welcome to the Wisdom Journey with Stephen Davey. Today we arrive in Galatians. Though it's short, it packs powerful warnings. Paul is astonished that the Galatians are turning to a different gospel. Even if an angel shows up with a new message, Paul says to reject it. Join us as we explore Paul's urgent plea to hold fast to the true gospel and avoid the deception of false teachings, even those claiming heavenly origins. Here's Stephen.
Today we set sail on our wisdom journey through the little book of Galatians. This is probably the earliest of the Apostle Paul's inspired letters, written around AD 49. Most of the letters from Paul were actually fairly short and rather compact. In fact, most of the New Testament letters are shorter than the average newspaper article that you could read in 10 minutes or less. But let me tell you, even though Galatians might be a short letter, it has some incredibly powerful warnings, even for us today. Now, verse 2 here in chapter 1 makes it clear that Paul wasn't writing this letter just to one church, but to all the churches of Galatia. Galatia wasn't a city. It was a region. It was a region located in the middle of Asia Minor. That's what we call modern-day Turkey. This is where Paul and Barnabas went on their first missionary journey, recorded back in Acts chapter 13 and 14. It was a very fruitful mission trip. Many people came to faith in Christ in this region, these towns and cities like Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. New Testament churches were planted in these towns. Now, we know that Paul returned to visit these churches on his second missionary trip, and that's recorded in Acts chapter 16. These are Gentile cities, and most of the new converts were Gentiles. Jewish synagogues were also located in these towns. We know that because Jewish leaders caused a lot of trouble for these missionaries. Still, some of these Jewish people became Christ followers as well. Now, Paul is writing this letter to these young churches in Galatia. Most of his introduction here in these opening verses is rather typical of the Apostle Paul. In fact, in these days, you signed your letter at the beginning, while today we sign our names at the end. So, verse 1 begins here, "Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead." Now, with Paul's normal greetings out of the way here, he gets right down to the reason for his letter, and he tells us what it is here in verse 6. "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ." Now, Paul doesn't point out whatever the particular doctrinal error was at this point, but he makes it clear that the gospel of grace is at stake, and he's astonished that so many of these Galatian believers are now turning to these false teachers. They're turning away from God's grace as the means of salvation. They're beginning to follow what Paul calls here a different gospel. Now, Paul's not dealing here with some minor issue in the church. He's dealing with a complete perversion of the gospel of grace. And as we'll see in this little letter, this different gospel was a gospel of works. It was a legalistic system of keeping rules. In fact, it was a return to the Old Testament law. So Paul issues this warning here in verse 8. "If we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed." In other words, the gospel that Paul delivered to the Galatians is the original gospel, the true gospel. Any teaching that differs from the apostles' teaching was to be rejected, accursed even, which means that the teacher delivering it is going to be judged and condemned by God. Paul says, even if an angel shows up and claims to speak for God in heaven, well, if his message doesn't line up with the gospel of the apostles, it ought to be rejected. It doesn't matter if it comes from a bright angel who miraculously appears. If his message is different from the Bible, well, that's an angel that ought to be avoided. Just imagine how many millions upon millions of people follow religions today supposedly revealed by angels. An angel is credited with appearing to Muhammad in the early 7th century, AD 610, and giving him a message that would later form the content of the Quran, a message that denies that Jesus is the Son of God who came to earth to be crucified and resurrected from the dead. An angel, it's claimed, appeared to Joseph Smith in 1823, declaring that Joseph had been chosen to lead the true church on planet Earth. Other angels supposedly appeared to him, and Joseph eventually wrote the Book of Mormon. And this so-called revelation claimed that Jesus was only one of the sons of God and that humans can reach heaven by living faithful Mormon lives. Beloved, these are different gospels. Today, there are several million people following Joseph Smith, nearly 2 billion people following Muhammad. Well, the Apostle Paul's warning of a different gospel is just as important today as it was 2,000 years ago, back here to the Galatian region. There's no telling how many religions around the world today have had angelic visitations. Indeed, the Bible, remember, warns us that Satan disguises himself, how? As an angel of light, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Well, here in Galatia, Paul's opponents, these people often called Judaizers, were trying to impose the requirements of the Mosaic law upon Christians. They were changing the gospel of grace into a gospel of works. However, here in verse 11, Paul clearly says, "For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ." In other words, Paul is saying, "I received this gospel directly from the Son of God." Well, now Paul begins to share some of his own personal testimony. He writes here in verse 15, "The Lord set me apart before I was born and called me by his grace." By the way, let me just stop here. This is a good reminder today that you're not an afterthought to God either. His plans for you, and they began before you were even born, not because you deserved it, but because of his grace at work in your life. Paul writes here in verse 17 that after his conversion to Christ, he went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Well, he was evidently tutored personally by the Lord. During this 3-year training program, Paul would have been given a personal tour of heaven. He mentions that in his second letter to the Corinthians in chapter 12. Well, after this 3-year period of isolation in Arabia, his training, Paul writes that he returned to Jerusalem. And then 15 days later, verse 21 tells us, he headed to the regions of Syria and Cilicia. We know Paul's hometown was Tarsus, located in Cilicia. So Paul effectively returns to his hometown. But let me tell you, he was a far different man than he was when he left years earlier. He now has this assignment to preach the gospel to the Gentile world. Well, the first chapter here in Galatians gives us 2 warnings. First, we're not to judge ministers or ministries based on, you know, their prestige or their influence or even their breadth of influence. We have, frankly, a lot of influencers today, beloved, and they're not worth imitating. A true measure of a minister is how closely he's aligned to this, the Word of God. Secondly, we're not to change our message because of a changing culture. Paul's message was the same no matter where he went. It was the gospel of the grace of God. That gospel calls sinners to repentance, to place their faith in Christ alone. And let me tell you, beloved, that message has not changed in 2,000 years. And if a shining angel happens to show up at your front door with another gospel, well, that's an angel you should avoid, no matter what he says. Well, until we set sail next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, the president of Wisdom International, and this is the Wisdom Journey. Paul's letter to the Galatians warned us to stay true to the gospel of grace and to reject any other message. Be vigilant in your faith, holding firm to the truth of the gospel. If you haven't already, I invite you to join our free membership program, Friends of Wisdom. By signing up, you'll begin receiving valuable resources from Stephen to help you walk wisely through life. Every Tuesday, Friends of Wisdom receive an email from Stephen. This might include an encouraging article to help you apply God's Word to your daily life, or an answer to a Bible question he's received. It's always fascinating to see the questions people ask and read Stephen's insightful answers. You might even find that he addresses something you've been wondering about. If you have a question of your own, joining Friends of Wisdom is a great way to get it answered. Additionally, at least once a month, our Friends of Wisdom receive a free resource. It's designed to help you grow in your faith and deepen your understanding of the Bible. Joining Friends of Wisdom is both free and easy. Simply visit wisdomonline.org/friends. You'll fill out a brief form, and that's all it takes. You'll be signed up and start hearing from Stephen very soon. As a special bonus, when you sign up, you'll receive 2 free resources immediately. Stephen has written 2 popular booklets, one called Blessed Assurance, which has helped thousands understand what it means to have assurance of their salvation. The other is called The Coming Tribulation, which answers common questions about the future time known as the Great Tribulation. You'll receive both of these valuable resources as soon as you join. Claim your free membership in Friends of Wisdom today. Then join us next time to continue this wisdom journey.